In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who claim us in baptism and call us to new life. Amen. Have you ever heard that turn of phrase, passing the mantle? Does anyone know where that comes from? It comes from the books in the Old Testament of 1 and 2 Kings. Those books are a history of the Promised Land and of the leadership of the Promised Land, and they begin with the kingship of King Solomon. And it progresses through those different sagas of the kings until the kingdom is split into two, the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. And then eventually it progresses to the fall of the northern kingdom to the Assyrians and the southern kingdom to the Babylonians. But it has this interesting history when the kingdoms were divided. It tells us that the kings in the south were good and they pleased God, while the kings in the north, as the Bible said, did evil in the sight of the Lord. And so eventually, God calls this one man in the northern kingdom with the name of Elijah to be a prophet to the people. Elijah was anointed as prophet and became a mighty prophet at that. In fact, he was the prophet who followed in the footsteps of Moses. And it is on just one track when he takes on the mantle or the uniform of a prophet, and he follows in Moses' footsteps, and he goes up Mount Horeb and then comes down. And when he comes down into the valley, he spies a rich man. There is a man with 12 yokes, 12 pairs of oxen, plowing a large field. And he looks at this man. This man's name is Elisha. And he decides, this man must be my understudy. This man must be my disciple. And so Elijah goes up to him and takes his uniform and throws it over him. And at first, Elisha doesn't know what's happening. And Elisha kind of questions, what's this? What's happening to me? And when he realizes, he tells the great prophet, wait here. I have to go back and kiss my parents goodbye. And after I've said goodbye to them, I'll be back. And that's what he does. He comes back. He gives the mantle back to Elijah. He slaughters all 12 yokes of oxen. He feeds them to the workers in the field and the villagers. And then they're off on their adventures. Elisha didn't know what he was getting into. But along the way, Elijah explained it to him. Eventually, he has taught him the faith. He has passed it on. And he is facing his own death when Elijah comes to that border region in Galilee, and like Moses parting the Red Sea, he takes his mantle, slaps the water, the river is parted, and they go to the other side. And now Elijah is assumed into heaven as he's taken up into the air as in a fiery chariot. And as Elisha in grief looks up, the only thing he sees floating out of the sky is the mantle of Elijah, which once again lands by him. He does what good and faithful Jews do to this day in mourning. He rends his garments and then takes on that mantle. And now he is the one who is responsible to bear the faith to the people of Israel. The mantle has been passed to him. Hence the phrase, the passing of the mantle. Now, if we pay attention to Scripture and life, we see that that's how God generally works in the world. You have a situation where a person is called by God to faithfulness. That person is mentored in the faith. Eventually, that person is sent out. And eventually, that person, so to speak, passes the mantle to others. See? We see this all over. From Moses, who is tending the sheep. God appears to him in the wilderness, calls him to do a faithful deed. Moses tries to get out of it like Jonah, but he can't. Eventually, he's sent. And then the mantle is passed when they enter the Promised Land to Joshua, who is the one who then conquers it for the people of Israel. David is called in the same way, away from tending the sheep, the flock, to kingship. And then he passes the mantle. St. Paul is called away from persecuting the church and tent making, also that he might pass the mantle of the good news, the mantle of the gospel, to successive generations. And here, too, we see a passing of the mantle with the calling of Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John. Today's gospel lesson opens with Jesus acting in very ways that are similar to John the Baptist. In this gospel, Mark, It's another passing of the mantle. John the Baptist has been imprisoned by Herod. And now Jesus appears with John the Baptist's words on his lips. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom has come near. Repent. Turn. Believe in the good news. And like Elijah, he's walking along when he spies Simon Peter and Andrew casting their nets into the sea. He turns to them and he says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And they throw down their nets and they follow, like Elisha followed Elijah. Later, Jesus finds two other fishermen. They're mending their nets with their father, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Jesus will eventually rename them James and John Boanerges, literally the sons of thunder for their salty language. And he looks to them and he says, "Come, follow me." And they too put down their nets and leave their poor father in the boat with the hired hands as they walk away with Jesus. Generation after generation after generation of faithful people shared the gospel and passed the mantle. From Abraham to Moses to Elijah to Elisha to David to Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples to the apostles and eventually to us. That's why we're here today. We're still immersed in God's work of sharing the gospel. Today, we pass the mantle to Henry. The church has had a ritual tradition for generations that the faith is passed through baptism to the next generation that is grafted onto the vine of Christ, and we are now responsible for nurturing the faith of this young one among us, also that he might grow in faith and stature like God in Christ, and that he might eventually share that faith with others, just as Elijah shared it with Elisha. Today, God spoke an unfailing promise to Henry, a promise that nothing in all of earth, in all of heaven, can separate him from the love and care of God in Christ. Today, he was called, just like we were called, to a life of faith. And so we will continue to mentor him in the faith of the church. And eventually, Henry will take on the mantle of his own calling at confirmation. He will become the person who is now responsible for passing the mantle of the gospel to others, so that the successive generations of faithful might still take on God's saving work in the world. So during the course of the week, I invite you to ponder something. See if you can name all of those people who helped to sustain and nurture your faith. See if you can name the people who passed the mantle of the gospel to you. And see if you can name the people to whom you have shared that faith. This is the work of God in the world, the passing of the gospel from people to people, from generation to generation. Amen.